This episode's going to contain a lot of drug references. It's the Mordecai episode, you guys. If you've listened to the show so far, you understand. If that is an unsafe thing for you right now, totally get it. Please use things responsibly and take care of yourself. If you're feeling unsafe or in danger, please contact your local crisis hotline. There's going to be a link in the description to an international list of hotlines that you can access. Remember, everyone, you matter.
Meanster of the week.
We are here. We are not necessarily queer, but open to it.
Yeah, I mean, Mordecai, you know, Mordecai is an ambiguous, his sexuality is moderately ambiguous, I suppose.
Hello, welcome back to Meanster of the week.
Yes.
Today I'm here with Tyler. Hey.
What's up?
So, we're going to do a little solo mystery.
I'm excited.
So, I didn't give this preamble for Dan's mystery for what will be an obvious reason whenever that comes out. But for you, I do really want to do this. So, we're going to open before we do anything else. I want you to roll a D20 for me.
A D20?
Yeah.
In Monster of the Week?
In Monster of the Week, a system that famously doesn't use D20s?
I got an 11.
Okay, it's an 11. Fine. No problems then.
Okay.
I just had this idea that I want to come to fruition, and I wanted to see, you know what, is this a thing that'll happen today? Might not. But we'll look forward to it. So now let's get started.
Wait, what? What happened to my dice roll? Okay, that's a little spooky right out the gate. Continue. Sorry, Mr. Keeper. Holy shit.
So we pan in to see a large college lecture hall. There's a PowerPoint up on the wall, and a well-dressed Hispanic man is speaking. Dr. Kula is lecturing about the emotional intelligence of animals. Elephants and dolphins both seem to grieve the loss of friends and family, and horses have been shown to be sensitive to the emotional state of the riders. So Mordecai, it's been a few weeks since Big Sur, and Dan hasn't contacted you yet. He hasn't been back to school. When you picked up the papers from Harker's desk, in addition to those, you found this old leather journal, and it looks familiar, but when you look it over, there doesn't seem to be anything written in it or on it. You've been kind of puzzling this for a little while. You feel your phone buzz in your pocket.
I check to see if I'm getting a message or a call.
Yeah, you got a text, and it's from Kate.
Oh, shit.
She says that she's in town and wanted to check in.
Okay, I text her back, and this is what I text. Yo, sup, dude? Long time no see. Where are you trying to hook up? Or meet up? I don't know. Maybe hook up's a little too forward for Kate. Maybe, yeah, meet up. Yeah, where are you trying to meet up?
Kate responds back, anywhere is fine.
Yeah, I just text her, yeah, you want to meet at the Quab here at CSU?
Sure, that sounds fine. I'll see you there at 3.
Cool, I'll bring snacks.
There is no response. And at that moment, You hear from behind you, "Oh, Mr. Bridges.
Sup? Who dis?"
You turn around and you recognize Dr. Kula.
"Hey, Dr. C. What's going on, man?"
"Oh, Mr. Bridges, I really was impressed with your last paper on... Well, you tell me, what was your paper on for biology class?"
"For biology class? Oh my god, Jason, what the fuck, dude?" All right, give me a second.
Giving you the real collegiate experience.
"Give me a second. The potential for reactivating vestigial structures in animals."
So are you telling me that you wrote a paper on potentially bringing animals back to life?
"No, specifically reactivating vestigial structures. So, like, what if those prehistoric parts of our bodies that are no longer functioning could be somehow turned back on or reactivated?"
"Oh, okay. Okay.
Also, re-expressing prehistoric genetic traits in modern animals and plants." Maybe that's a better way to, maybe a more parsable paper for the listeners. How to, instead of talking about vestigial structures, I will say Mordecai wrote a paper about reactivating or re-expressing dormant/prehistoric genetic traits in animals and plants.
Yeah, no, that's, one, that's really cool. Two, I think that you're explaining that very well, and I'm glad I asked and clarified because I had no fucking clue. Yeah, so Dr. Kula, he says, "Yeah, I was really impressed with your recent paper about reactivating vestigial structures. It's really fascinating stuff. That's some really solid research. It bears in the mind of science fiction a little more than a lot of people would think, but that's some solid work there, Mr.
Appreciate Bridges. It. 100% got the idea from Jurassic Park."
Of course. Well, class is over. I don't want to take you too long, but you take care, Mr. Bridges.
"You too, Dr. C. Appreciate the lecture today. Pretty dope."
"Thank you. I do try." Mordecai, as you're like on your way to the quad to go meet up with Kate, who are three people that you know on campus? We're gonna do a little control of the narrative here. We're going to make three NPCs right now that Mordecai knows.
Oh, I already got you, dude. So the first person I usually talk to, so of course I skateboard around campus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mordecai also appreciates his caffeine as one of the drugs in his repertoire. And one person he often goes and meets is Tony, the NB barista at the campus coffee shop. Tony is maybe a little on the older end of the student body, and they have like kind of like a flat top, pretty dark brown skin. And Mordecai always sees them like at the coffee shop. So they're wearing like the very standard like barista's apron and a visor constantly.
I like the idea that Tony, whenever you see them, you still see them in the barista's apron and visor because they are either coming from work or going to work. Because yeah. I was that boy. I was that guy.
That's so funny.
Whenever I was not in class, I was at the coffee shop for like 3 years. So yeah, I lived that life, and I appreciate it. Yeah, Tony, what's up?
What up?
Okay, hit me with one more.
All right, the next one is my boy JT. We often smoke and skate together in the parking lot or the quad or various other spots around campus. Sometimes comes to the dorm when Dan's not there. Plays with Abby. You know, we're just boys like that.
Cool. Yeah. And one more.
I have my friend Clea. C-L-E-A. A French exchange student. Often hang out with her at the library. We have American Romantic Literature class. So not romantic as in love, but romantic as in the romantic period of literature. Mm-hmm. We just hang out together. She's chill. She's also goth. And these are my three homies on campus.
Cool. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
I was going to say JT is Filipino.
Oh,
so
great.
Let you know. Yeah, so he's an analog to one of my IRL friends, but yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Can't wait to put them in incredible danger.
Yay. Shouts out. Great. I set myself up for a lot of emotional pain here. It's cool.
It's fun. We're having fun. This is a fun game that we play together.
Kate's going to like threaten to kill one of my friends.
Oh, no. Imagine if that's how this was going, that Kate was fucking like holding you up for money like the fucking mafia.
I do kind of owe her stuff. So like
you do owe her stuff. Speaking of owing her things. Also, speaking of CSU in general and meeting at the quad, here you go.
Oh. No way.
Yes way. Yeah, I don't know what some of these like lines that were already circled and drawn on this map were, but yes, we do actually have the map of CSU because like I felt like this would be great to have a reference point of like, hey, what actually fucking exists on the CSU campus?
Yo. Oh man, for the listeners, this is like a legit like fucking from the brochure map of the CSU campus.
Yeah, which neither of us have ever been to or go to school. We're going to have to like fucking crowdfund a trip for all of us to go visit CSU.
I wanted to go there. I was considering doing my master's there.
Weren't you the person who came up with CSU as a as a thing? Wow. Okay, that's really cool.
I just threw it out there and then Phil was like, "All right, yeah, let's do it."
Yeah, there we go.
So the quad is 100% the foundry area.
Cool. We're over here at the foundry and you're looking around. And I imagine the foundry from the looks of it on the map and everything. It looks like a place where like a couple different businesses would be for like the on-campus things. Maybe this is where I am fully bullshitting this. Maybe this is like around where the cafeteria is and like the food court kind of stuff. So I imagine like you see your buddy Tony like manning the station over over at the coffee shop, the Buck Star or what have you. So yeah, you come in over here. I think that's what you see. You see Tony and say, "Hey, what's up?" And then from like the receiving line of the coffee shop, you see Kate come around with her coffee, and she has two coffees. She has an extra one for you.
Oh, she's shit, like, she got me a coffee. Okay.
I'm not sure what you drink, so I just got you a simple mocha. Hope that's fine.
It's great. It's great. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you guys go and find a seat, and she says, "Oh. So, how are things going? Where's your friend?"
Oh, Dan. First of all, welcome to CSU. By the way, go Rams.
Go. Go Rams.
I'll give you a tour if this is your first time. Dan the man. All right. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, maybe Dan's just taking like a prolonged spring break. You know what I'm saying? So, haven't really. It's kind of concerning, dude. Not gonna lie, haven't really heard from my homie in like a couple days. So, yeah. What's up with you?
Business as usual. some of my craft projects have been taking off very nicely, which is great.
It's dope. Dope.
Yeah. Still doing the fae thing of being practically immortal. Dope. So I came by because, one, I wanted to check in on how you are progressing on our deal, but that seems to be kind of a non-issue thing right now.
I guess so. I mean, I have papers and a journal. I kind of just took a bunch of stuff last time I was with the Brotherhood.
Do you mind if I look at some of it?
Go for it, dude. I mean, honestly, a lot of the documents are kind of just about like these like shadowy dudes called like the Dark Watchers. Mm-hmm. And then I had a journal, but the journal is blank. So that's kind of a bummer. But yeah, go for it.
Hold on. You picked up a blank journal from where did you get these papers?
Well, it's a pretty long story. So we went to Big Sur a couple weeks ago, and there was a Brotherhood dude there who was kind of a douche. And wait, I'm allowed to smoke on campus. What am I doing? So, man, I can't believe I was trying to explain that sober. So he was a super douche. What was that dude's name? Harker or some shit? So like, yeah, he was like kidnapping people and like stealing their youth, like, you know, their vitality. And then I kind of got fucked up, but I stole it from his like office. He got away, but that happened. Yeah.
I see. And do you have any of this on you now?
I think I would keep it on my person in my laptop bag.
Yeah, I mean, like she'll take these papers from you and look over it and kind of parse the information. I see. Mm.
You want to hit this while you're reading that? It's totally chill on campus, I think.
I'm okay for now. I keep business with business.
It suits yourself. It's cool.
Okay. Interesting. And so she's going through these papers, and then she looks at the journal, and she stops and kind of looks at you and says, You said you don't see anything on this.
Nah, dog. I did that thing from, you ever seen National Treasure? I did that one thing where you put lemon juice on it, and then you like try to like air dry it.
The lemon juice and the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great movie.
No map.
Love Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, who doesn't, dude? What?
The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Bees! Yeah, it's
fantastic.
It's great.
Okay.
Do you see something?
So this might be a lot for you.
Okay.
It's great that you're already comfortable. Kate reaches out and touches you on your forehead, like right between your eyes.
Okay.
And she says, Before I do this, I want to make sure. This book has things that you might want to know about yourself.
About me?
Do you want me to tell you?
Dude, you can't just tempt me with a good time like that, of course.
And then she flicks her wrist slightly, and we see a green light snake from her heart down her arm through her tattoos and into Mordecai's head.
Oh my god.
And then she hands the book back to you.
Yo, what did you do to me? You slug me like an Animorphs? The fuck was that?
I broke the spell that was placed on you.
And do what now?
And when you look down at the journal, you see in a very familiar writing, what was your mother's name?
What? Oh, we're doing this. Holy shit. Cassandra. Cassandra Bridges.
You see that this very clearly on the front of this journal says property of Cassandra Bridges.
Oh.
And when you start to flip through this journal, you see that it is notes and research on cryptozoological creatures and magic.
What the fuck, dude? Okay, Jason.
And,
okay.
This is also your psychic awakening. So it's time for you to change playbooks.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck is going on?
It's time.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm the searcher now.
It's time. So we're dropping shit now. So Tyler, do you want to go over for a second what Mordecai Ishmael Bridges, the searcher, looks like? What he has, what he doesn't have?
First of all, damn. All right. This has been cooking up for a while.
Yeah, I think it's been like almost a year since we started like talking about you changing playbooks.
Oh shit. Playbook the Searcher. Hell yeah, dude. I still have my advanced use magic, act under pressure, kick some ass, and manipulate someone. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just run through the new book. Stats: 2 charm, 1 cool, 2 sharp, minus 1 tough, 1 weird. I'm carrying over the doors of perception. So obviously, that's one of my bread and butters. I'm carrying over what could go wrong. No oops for all you oops fans out there. I'm sure Jason is appreciative of that.
I can throw out the actual list of items that I have that are just things to pick up in case of oops. Hey. Which, oddly enough, this journal did come from.
Oh, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, because, well, yeah. The journal came from your luck ramification as a mundane, because you used luck last time, and that's basically oops for the mundane.
I just want you to know that once I level up with this playbook, I'm just going to take a move from another playbook and then just take oops.
I'm just take oops again.
Yeah, because oops is fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, oh, it's great. I love it.
But now I have searcher stuff. So first I have the first encounter. So one strange event started you down this path, sparking your need to discover the truth behind the unexplained. And my event is, as Jason just said, a psychic event. Your mind is awakened. So TY, Kate, big TY. I can act under pressure to be able to roll the sensitive weird move. Or if you already have sensitive, the empath weird move.
For you, it's sensitive since you are keeping use magic.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool, 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 cool. So I'm sensitive.
Sensitive under pressure, which is a mood.
Essentially. Mordecai's got a big heart, you know. And then I am prepared to defend. Even truth seekers need to fight somebody, or need to fight sometimes. Whenever you suffer harm, when you kick some ass or protect someone, you suffer one harm less. And then fellow believer, people understand you also know... You've also known strangeness. Bystanders will talk to you about weird things they would not trust another hunter or a mundane official to believe. Sick. Trust me. And then, of course, I'm keeping what would you do it for a Scooby snack? Because Abby is the homie. I'm guessing my historical document slash witness report of strange events is Cassandra Morgana Bridges' journal.
Yep.
Okay, let's go, dude.
Yeah, which go ahead and like write that in your gear. Make you take. You have so many fucking books.
Yes. I'm basically a wizard. I'm a D&D wizard.
You got books for days.
Yeah, Mordecai is like initially shocked. It's kind of like when you take psychedelics and you get that like big jump up to the high. Except this time it's just going to plateau and I'm back to like normal, but I feel different. I feel somehow like I've gained access to knowledge that I was kept out of, and there's like a clarity to some of my thoughts about certain things. And then when I look at the journal, I think like in the corner of Mordecai's eyes, there's going to be like some tears welling up. He doesn't start crying, but tears well up because he really hasn't heard like of anything and hasn't really talked to anybody about his mom since Oberon specifically. But he doesn't even talk about this stuff to Dan. So like to just suddenly like be confronted with his mother's journal. One, the journal containing like magical fucking bullshit. And also, like, uncharacteristic anger kind of, like, under the surface of, like, why Harker had something belonging to his mother. Like, these are all thoughts just, like, kind of racing through Mordecai's head in this moment.
That's a lot to take in. Are you okay?
Dude, I don't know, man. Yo, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's good to see you. I think I'll let you be with us for a while. But I'm gonna be in town for a few days. Maybe we can get together again soon.
Yeah. Wait, Kate. Before you go, can I have a hug?
Of course, dear. Yeah, and Kate hugs you.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Take care. Hey, thanks for listening to Meme Story of the Week. We really appreciate all of you guys sticking around and hanging out with us. If you want to chat with us more about the show, you can find us on the Actual Place Discord server with a ton of other great Monster of the Week podcasts. You can find us on Twitter and Blue Sky at MemesterOTWPod. Also, if you just happen to feel the spirit lead you, please rate and review us. Give us 5 stars on the podcasting platform of your choice. That would be fantastic. We don't pay for advertising by any means. And so word of mouth is always just the best way to find out about good podcasts. That's how I found all my favorites too. So yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. And coming up, please enjoy this new trailer, fresh off the presses, for season 3 of $2 Creature Feature. And we'll see you back in the episode. See ya.
In a world without magic, a world much like our own, danger still creeps around every corner. But where there's danger, there's always someone willing to take up the risk.
And opens her mouth wide.
God, is there anybody normal in this city at all?
Well, you know me, boys. I do love an apocalyptic event.
Since 2020, $2 Creature Feature has delivered a high-quality Monster of the Week podcast in association with Althaven TTRPG Network. In Season 1, we traveled with Severus Savardi's Traveling Fun Fair. In Season 2, we solved the mystery of what lurks at the heart of Jupiter Hollow. Now, a new team must stand up to the threats that are out of this world. $2 Creature Feature proudly presents Season 3, Atlas.
I think we pan away. It's a few days later. You still haven't heard anything from Dan. And of course, Mordecai being the person that he is, he hears about a party.
Rock on.
I think JT comes up to you after class one day. He says, Hey man, let's get together. I heard that there's a party at this new girl's house tonight. Sounds like it's going to be pretty fun. Let's go hang out.
Yeah, dope, dude. Sounds good. What time?
Invite said 8.
I'm cool for that. I'll bring the goodies. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Word on the street is that you might not have to bring the goodies at this particular party.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's courtesy, JT. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, of course.
I'm not exactly like a high profile dealer or anything, my guy. But like, I'm not against getting high on my own supply, and if we're trading and sharing, you know, it's all about being polite.
We just jump into the party. I, Jason, only know what a house party is like from film.
Oh, so really?
Tyler. Yeah. Oh, dude. Like, have you fucking met me? I am the, like, I am the quintessential, like, homebody. My idea of a party is having a fuck ton of people over and, like, playing Smash Bros. Like,
I mean, that can also happen at a house party.
My party is hanging out with, like, people that I know and I like and playing video games. So Tyler, okay. I'm gonna let you handle this.
All right.
I'm gonna let you handle the setup of this scene. What does this house look like when JT and Mordecai enter the scene?
Okay, well, first I have some like questions.
Yeah.
First, how rich is this girl?
It's definitely a rental house, first of all. And it's in a like off campus, like lower middle income neighborhood. So like there's a porch, but it doesn't look super, super nice. Yeah, it's one story with a basement for sure.
Is there a privacy fence in the backyard? No privacy fence in the backyard?
Nah.
All right. No pool?
Definitely no pool.
No pool. Okay. Garage?
Yes, garage.
I can work with that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you would definitely see people like smoking hookah in the garage.
Oh god. No, you've never been to a party, Jason.
Okay, well there we go. See, this is why I'm leaving it to you.
Okay. Actually, I'll say I've been to a party where people were smoking hookah, and the people smoking hookah, I 100% did not want to go smoke hookah with those people. Anyway.
Fucking roasted, nameless, faceless beings from your past.
Y'all know who you are, if you're listening. Y'all know who you are. The house is not rich, but the girl may be. Like, the individual renting this house. Socioeconomic status is kind of essential. And I need, like, if I want to dress this scene up for you, I need to understand a little bit more about the kind of person who's hosting this party, and then I can give you, like, what's going on here a little bit.
I'll describe it for you now so you can have something to work with, and then I'll probably describe her when you actually see her, if that's okay.
Yeah, just give me, like, cursory details about, like, interest/economic standing.
So slim, blonde, kind of bitchy, chewing bubblegum all the time and has like a short curly haircut. Very, very fucking mean girl vibes.
Okay.
But also wears like a Pearl Jam crop top and high-waisted jeans.
Okay. Sure. What does she drive?
I want to say she drives like a 90s model Corvette.
Oh my god, okay. So first, Mordecai's party fit.
as has to be established.
Yeah, we got to do that. So recently, Mordecai has been getting into a lot of Golf LaFleur apparel as a huge fan of Tyler, the Creator. So he pulls up with a nice Golf LaFleur polo, but he is, however, rocking the nice Vans white laceless skate shoes with the high Golf LaFleur socks, Argyle. And he has a beanie on, silver chain, and he's got a nice wristwatch on. So he's keeping it skate, but also keeping it a little higher end as he does. JT in similar attire, but probably wearing a different brand, maybe. And also he's got laced high top Nikes. So, a little different. We pull up. A lot of the Arn Street parking is already taken up. Of course, we skated there. It's probably not too far off campus. A lot of people in the front yard chilling. There's going to be a lot of like white plastic lawn chairs out front, probably. People hanging out, drinking. There's going to be like almost no decoration at all. But when you go inside the house, as we go up, I'm going to greet people going in, hit it with the handshakes, you know, dab everybody up that I know. And when I go through, a girl like this probably comes from a little bit of money. So I'm going to say this house does have an island kitchen connected to the dining room. Three-piece sofa, black. There's mood lighting, probably set to a low purple. In other areas of the house, there's going to be kind of like star-shaped Christmas lights. The garage is going to be set up for beer pong on one side, probably. Or they're doing beer pong in the back. I would say because there's no picket fence, they're doing beer pong in the back. Smoke circles in the garage. Because they're going to want to hotbox it. She has shit tons of liquor. Girl like that is probably drinking vodka a lot. They're definitely listening to some like really vanilla, like she probably listens to like fucking Astroworld. Like I could imagine her being the type of girl like kind of calling out to put Astroworld on. Definitely associates with a lot of frat dudes. Mordecai's chill with the frats. Also goes and parties with them. But she's one of those girls, you know. So, a lot of music. There's some people dancing. A lot of people chilling on the couches. Maybe some of the nerdy dudes are trying to play some Smash. She might also play Smash. These things are not, like, rare at house parties. But it just depends, I guess. I've been some where there are, some where there are not. I don't know. A lot of people drinking. Red Solo cups everywhere. There are people playing a flip cup at the kitchen island. Are you familiar with flip cup? Should I explain that?
I genuinely have no idea what the fuck that is.
Oh my god, dude. Flip cup is an amazing drinking game. Two teams of people, you have, let's just say, six red solo cups per team. Everybody has their own cup. It's down there on the table. And let's say you're on my team. You're next to me. You go first. You have to drink your drink as fast as possible from the cup. You set it back down. You put your finger under it on the edge of the table, and you literally try to flip the cup to it flips and sits on top. When you do that successfully, it becomes my turn. First team to finish wins. There are various rules for losers.
Okay.
Great game. I love that game.
I understand. So I got those vibes, one from the name and two from my time doing the like water bottle flipping in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something that we did literally all the fucking time.
Now just think of this, but everybody's drunk as fuck, and
everybody's fucking wasted.
Yeah, it's super fun. Love that game. Also a huge fan of beer pong. Crushed it. So Mordecai is going to go in. I think being a bro, being a dude, kind guy, he's going to go find the host after he's done dabbing up all the homies. Because Mordecai is one of the plugs on campus, so he is known.
I think as you like are making your way through this party and kind of what's up to everybody as they go, you come across a bunch of people playing flip cup, and it's down to the end of the lines here. And this tiny little blonde girl absolutely crushes her last bit of beer, sets her cup down, flips it, gets it in one.
Oh, shit.
And everybody fucking cheers. She's like, yeah! Oh, thank you, everyone.
I'm going to hit him with the finger whistle. Go Rams at the end.
Yeah, go Rams. Oh, who? And she starts kind of like making her way over to you. And she says, oh, now who are you? I don't think I recognize you here. Oh, hey, JT.
Oh, what's up?
Who's your friend? Who's your buddy? Oh yeah, this is my homie Mordecai. He's crazy. You should hear some of his stories.
Yeah, dude, like I got a ghost dog. What's up? My name's Mordecai Ishmael Bridges. And you are? You can call me Ishmael though.
She's like smiling this like porcelain smile. And kind of tilts her head for a second. She's like, "Ghost dog, huh? Interesting." Yeah, it's nice to meet you. I'm Amanda.
What's up, Amanda? Killer party. Crushing the flip cup.
Thanks. You guys aren't interested in anything a little more intense, are you?
If you're talking about this shit, and I also have my little you know what? I've been looking at some high-end fashion recently. I got a what is that called? I forget that brand. I'm just gonna say I got a Gucci fanny pack, and I whip out a baggie, and it's got tabs in it. You guys trying to get a little weird?
Yeah, something like that. If you're interested in trying it, I have something new for you.
Sure, dude. What's up?
She'll take you over to the garage, okay. Where they have like some supplies kind of laid out. Cool. And she will like take some pills and offer one to each of you, JT and Mordecai. She says, these will give you, will make things a little bit more intense for you.
What are these like? Are we talking like Perky C's or some Zanny bars? Like what's this?
Call it an enhancement.
Yeah, but like, what is it?
Oh, it's something new. It's kind of like Percocet.
Okay, but like, what is it? Yeah, homie, I'm down to clown, but like, you know, use responsibly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, don't be a bore. This is something I cooked up in the chem lab. I'm head of my class, of course.
All right, Mr. White, let's go. I just go ahead and take it.
Yeah, roll a d6 for me.
God damn, dude. I just what's that shit called? GHB. I just GHB'd myself, dude. I fucking roofied myself. D6, huh?
Yep.
This is also the most, like, beyond PG-13 episode I feel like we've done, actually.
Oh, I'm going to have to, like, give a disclaimer up top, like, hey, this is...
Fucking drug use.
This is the Mordecai episode. We all know what this is about. I'm just going to have to say it up front, like, hey, this is going to have drug use in it.
Yeah,
it's the Mordecai episode.
There's some pretty dark themes already.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a 5 though on the D6.
Cool. So how we're gonna handle this here? So Mordecai, you feel great for a while. And the party goes on, and go ahead and give me an act under pressure roll.
Oh, okay. Mordecai's just dancing his heart out. Not a huge fan of Travis Scott Astroworld, but he's feeling it. He wants people to play Vince Staples a little bit, ask him for some Igor. Act under pressure.
Cool.
I got a 5.
Oh no. Well, mark your first point of experience on your new playbook.
Let's go fast track to Oops, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
speed run. Yeah, let's go.
Speed running Oops.
I think what happens here is, Mordecai, you were playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And okay. You were getting deep in it. And then at the last second, you choked. And
oh, fuck, been there.
The guy across from you, Josh, just crushes you at the last second. And he says, oh, yeah. Good game, man. Good game. For sure. But
G to the G.
What happens for you, Mordecai, is you get really jealous of Josh here for being able to just, like, keep his cool for that second. And you feel it for a moment, and it flares up for you, and then you're fine. You're cool.
Damn. That was a strange experience for an emotion that I do not often feel. I need another drink. And I'm going to go back inside into the kitchen.
As this goes on throughout the night, you see people just having a good time partying together. I think a fight does break out, though.
Oh, no.
At one point. And what's weird about it is it's JT.
What?
JT's like fighting one of the frat guys right now.
Yo, what? JT's a nonviolent buddy, dude. What's going on? All right, I'm going to try to break it up, but I'm going to try to stop JT. I'm going to jump in. Mordecai's not really going to think too much, and he's going to try to jump in and try to stop the fight. Yo,
yeah, I mean,
homies.
He's fighting like a football player, and it's not going super great for him. So I'm gonna ask you to protect someone here.
Oh God, I have -1 to tough. What do we get? Okay, mixed success. I got an 8. All right.
Okay, so on mixed success, you protect them. Okay, but you're gonna suffer some or all of the harm. So what happens here is you're able to get between JT and this football player, and this football player is also like pissed, and he doesn't see you get in between, and he full on clocks you and punches you in the face and just like knocks you flat out on the ground. So you're gonna take 2 harm,
but I get to reduce my harm, right?
Yeah, yes you do. So you only take 1 harm in total.
Nice. Yo, Brandon, what the fuck? Dude, you just punched me in the face. Y'all gotta chill.
And I think you saying that kind of snaps him out of it. And he says, whoa.
Damn, yeah, homie, you just fucking broke my nose.
Yeah, my bad, man. Sorry, I don't know what that was all about.
What are you and JT fighting about? JT, what the fuck is this shit? Brandon, are you good, dog?
Yeah, I think that they like just kind of look at each other for a second and they say, Was it a beer? And they're just both genuinely confused with each other. And then they just kind of laugh it off and they say, sorry, I just kind of lost my cool for a second. My bad.
Yeah, maybe y'all need to like not fucking drink for like a little bit. Just kind of cool your head, get some fresh air. Shit.
Yeah.
Nice bunch. Though. God damn. You can transition out of football into MMA, my dude.
Well, that might be the career plan. Thanks, bud. And so I think from here, your night kind of goes pretty normally. Everybody kind of like winds down, eventually like heads home. And so let's move forward just a little bit. Say next day.
Okay. I've got a beautiful shiner.
Yeah. You have a big shiner, and you know what? Let's say that you're back on biology. It's been a couple days, and so like it's rotated back around.
Okay, I probably have biology twice a week anyway. So
yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. I don't know. I probably take a couple of biology classes. Sure. I'll just say it's marine bio. I'm in marine bio.
Yeah. Dr. Kula, thankfully, like also teaches this. He's been an adjunct here this year for a little bit. He notices your shiner is like, oh, Bridges, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Just some weird stuff happened between the homies and, you know, me being who I am. I don't want anybody fighting or anything. I stepped in, I caught one on the face, but nah, the boys are cool now. It's all good.
Right. Yeah, it seems people have been a little more erratic lately. I don't know what it is, but you're a good man, Bridges.
Like, what do you mean people have been erratic? What's going on? What's going on with the faculty? You know what I'm saying?
Not a lot to speak of. I don't know. I
saw. You can tell me weird shit, Dr. C. It's cool, dude.
That's your fellow believer move, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dr. Kula will say, Dean Thomas was having an argument with his secretary the other day, which is, I mean, I haven't been here long, but they seem to get along fairly well from what I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange.
Interesting. Tell you what, Dr. C, I'm going to look into this for you. You can count on me. I feel like he's not the kind of person to do this, but Mordecai is going to try to dab him up, like, abruptly, and he wasn't ready for it, and then Mordecai just going to straight walk away, like, right after.
Yeah, Dr. Kula is like, how do I... Okay, bye.
Yeah, see you, big dog. And like as Mordecai's in the corridor, you hear him yell, "Also, great lecture today."
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Bridges. And I think that like the camera like settles on Dr. Kula for a second, and we see you guys were in the hallways next to some like windows, and we see you walk away in the reflection of the windows. What you don't see is Dr. Kula in the windows at all.
What?
Just okay. Throwing it out there for you. But yeah, so you're going off to kind of look into to what's going on here. So where do you go?
I'm going to go straight to the dean's office, man.
Okay, yeah, we're going to Dean Thomas.
Which I'm sure is a figure I have clashed with before in the past.
Of course, it's like a real Animal House situation.
It's like fucking I walk into the dean's office across campus, skateboard laced up on my back, and it's like real Wild West. Like I'm coming into the saloon, like where I'm not supposed to be.
Wow, wow, wow!
I just put my blunt out outside because I can't smoke indoors here. There's no way the dean would allow me to do that.
Definitely
so I'm gonna try
not
to ride this high as long as I can. And I kind of like shuffle my way through. Like Mordecai's high as fuck, so for him it's kind of like a game. Like he's just enjoying it, pretending like he actually is in a Western saloon. Damn, bro. Like, and like just whispering to himself, holy fuck, dude, I wish Dan was here. He'd be so worried. Dude, but I also feel like I'm in an episode of Cowboy Bebop. This is kind of sick.
Yeah. You make your way into the dean's office and he looks up from his desk. And I want to say that Dean Thomas is like your stereotypical white man in a position of power in a university.
Oh, so 100% a thumb. Like, yeah, maybe like, bald. Just a thumb.
Yeah, I was mentally imagining the director of the like experimental place in Stranger Things.
Oh,
just like
Papa, the Papa guy.
Yeah, yeah, Papa or whatever okay. The fuck his name is. I am currently watching Stranger Things season one for the first time.
Okay.
So I have no context or understanding of practically anything.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I was very much imagining this guy.
But visual, okay. I got the visual.
Yeah, and he looks up from his desk and goes, oh, "Bridges,
Dean,
what are you doing here? I don't think I called you today.
I could be asking you the same thing, Dean.
That doesn't make any sense, son.
Oh shit! No, you're right, dude. Why did I come here? Right, you." We're being a little rude to your secretary, and I just wanted to know about it. What's going on, man? You know, usually you're yelling at me or somebody. You don't really yell at her. So, are you okay?
I think that's a manipulate someone.
Okay.
Because you're trying to get information out of this person, but, like, they are in a position of power above you, and you could very easily just piss them off.
Got an 11, dude. Easy money.
Nice.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think Thomas is touched. Well, thank you. Thank you, son.
Yeah, it's cool, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think she filed some papers in a way I didn't like at the time, and I just kind of snapped. I'm sorry that you had heard anything about that. I didn't realize that was such a big event.
No, Dean, dude, like, I know you and Dolores have a pretty chill working relationship, and, like, when you yell at people, it should be at the students. You don't want to yell at your coworkers.
You're right, of course. Thank you for coming and checking in. Is there anything I can do for you?
Honestly, dude, anything, like... Anything weird happened to you recently? Like prior to you snapping on Dolores and like kind of verbally abusing her in your office?
Well, when you put it that way, as you are intimately familiar with, I partake from time to time. And I don't know, I did try something new recently.
A word? Okay, Dean. Okay. I mean, I know you like smoke weed occasionally, but like what tell me about that? my dude?
Oh, yeah. The missus and I, we were trying out some new pills.
Pills? Okay. Big jump. Big jump.
And it was something new that the missus had heard some kids talking about. And so we tried it, and it was euphoric, and it was nice. It seemed fine at the time. But that's the only new or unusual thing that I had happen recently.
Okay. Kind of elaborate for me a second. Where did you get this stuff?
My wife got it from probably one of your friends.
What? New drug from a student. That's familiar to me somehow. Why do I know this? Dean. What can you tell me about the new kids on campus?
New kids.
Specifically, small, blonde girl, decent fashion sense, not a huge fan of Pearl Jam. They're pretty okay. She liked Astroworld.
I'm sorry, son. I don't think I know who you're talking about. We haven't had any new enrollments recently.
Okay, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Okay, Dean. Tell you what, man. Is anybody watching this conversation, by the way? Is Dolores in the office or anything? Or
Let's say that Dolores was out to lunch, because otherwise she would have stopped you, I think. So I don't think anyone's necessarily watching this conversation, but like, this is a university like building. There's probably cameras.
Cameras. Okay. There's cameras in his office.
Yeah. I would assume that there's cameras in every room.
Fucking kind of university did you go to, Jason? The fuck?
Just like a fucking basic security system. What do you mean?
Holy shit. All right, Dean, tell you what, dude. You see, we have a good thing going here. You know, you yell at me, and every month or so I sell you and your wife weed. And you don't bust me for doing what I'm doing, and I don't cause you too much trouble, so that's pretty chill. I am going to give you, for the free 99, an eighth of this new stuff I've got. It's called Hypnosis Secret Stash. You can have an eighth of that on me, King, but you should probably stop taking those pills, and I can give it to you now. Or, like, you can meet me up at, like, the quad later, you can, like, yell at me, and I can, like, pretend to fall off my skateboard and, like, drop something, and then you go and, like, help me up and scold me, but at that time, I'm gonna slip you the weed or something like that. We could do that.
I mean, Bridges, we have an arrangement. You can just drop it in the usual place, and I'll pick it up later.
Okay, cool. You want to keep doing the dead drop thing? That's fine. I mean, I thought we could just hang out, but that's okay. No worries, dude. So yeah, you just chill. You know, give Dolores a call. Just give her an apology or something. Maybe invite her over for dinner with you and her wife. That might be fun. Deuces, and I'm just gonna turn around and walk away.
See ya. Done. And scene.